Google and other companies are betting that self-driving cars will fill the roads of the future. They will be safer, they argue, more efficient, and you can catch up on Game of Thrones during your commute. But a new study reveals that proving the safety of self-driving cars will not be easy, at least not without putting them on the road in huge numbers. Nidhi Kalra is Senior Information Scientist at the RAND Corporation and Director of the Center for Decision-Making Under Uncertainty. We reached her via Skype. Nidhi, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So this idea that self-driving cars will be safer does make sense, right? They won't make the same mistakes that human drivers make.
That's right. Upwards of 90% of all crashes are caused by human error. Things like fatigue, distracted driving, drunk driving. Autonomous vehicles, driverless cars, they won't make those kinds of mistakes. So there's a lot of reason to believe that they could be safer than fairly faulty human drivers.
So your organization looked at self-driving cars from the perspective of how to test their safety. So far, what are companies doing to test safety for these vehicles?
You know, a lot of work has been put into putting them on the roads in a test driving capacity to find out how they perform, how many miles can they drive without a crash, without injury. So far, there's been no fatality. They're also, you know, doing checks on the systems, some simulation modeling. But test driving is really the ultimate way to figure out if the vehicles are safe because there's just so many driving situations that they'll need to be in.
The test drives then thus far have not been in, let's say, quote unquote, the real world.
There's always been a human driver behind the wheel, but they are, in fact, on our public roads already. But they're operated, again, by trained test drivers who are ready to jump in case there's any sign that the vehicle might do something dangerous.
So your idea is that we'd have to have real data on how safe these cars are. So what would you consider? How many miles would have to be driven? How many cars would have to be on the road empirically to know that self-driving cars are safer? What did you find?
Well, let me clarify the question first. We are not saying this is the only way, but since it's the way, this sort of test driving and doing head-to-head comparisons between autonomous vehicles and human drivers, that's sort of the leading idea right now. We said, well, how many miles of driving would it take to make statistically significant comparisons if that's the route we were to go? And in the most optimistic case, let's say we're concerned with fatalities, to demonstrate with 95% confidence that the failure rate of an autonomous vehicle is at most one fatality per 100 million miles, which is the fatality rate of human drivers, you'd have to drive them 275 million miles without a fatality. It goes upwards from there into the billions of miles, depending on the kind of statistical comparison we want to make.
So billions of miles. How do you know it will take that many miles or so long to prove the safety of self-driving cars?
Well, it's a great question. It's a statistical question. We're basically asking how large does our sample size need to be? If you can sort of think back to your maybe stats 101, if you gather some data and try to make inferences about it, the smaller your sample size, the more your uncertainty. So what we asked is, well, how large would our sample size need to be? And in this case, the sample size is the miles that would need to be driven so that we're 95% confident about the results. And that's what's important is how confident can you be about the results? If you want to be quite confident about the performance of autonomous vehicles, then they're going to have to be driven a whole heck of a lot to the point where it's impractical if we want to prove their safety prior to letting them out on the roads. Because right now, the fleets that developers have are on the order of 10, 15, 20, 50 vehicles maybe, not even 100. And so driving, for example, 275 million miles with a fleet of 100 vehicles going 24/7 would take over a decade.
This is a question that has to arise with any new innovation, though, doesn't it? I mean, if we were testing regular, normal cars driven by human beings right now, can we assume that we'd have to do that kind of testing? I mean, should this prevent us from ever adopting the self-driving new technology?
And that's the big question. It's really, what do we do with this information? Some would say, well, we can never have autonomous vehicles, but that's not That's not how we believe this information should be interpreted. Instead, it says, okay, it means that we may need to find different ways of demonstrating their performance, but we may also need to learn to live with a little uncertainty. And if you think back to when cars were first invented, they were not put through a rigorous statistical analysis. It was sort of, well, they look like they work. They've been tested in some conditions. They seem to work. Let's put them on the roads and see what happens. And people started driving them around. And then, for example, we discovered that many years down the line that crashes occur and something needs to be done. Then we put in seatbelts and then decades later, airbags. So vehicles are not put through the paces like this generally, but the components are. For example, if you want to put in a new kind of airbag, there are very specific testing guidelines. And that's different because, for example, with an airbag, you can know what kinds of conditions it needs to be deployed in. You can do accelerated testing in the laboratory.
Well, short of 24/7 driving for a decade, what are some of these other methods that you're proposing?
Well, we're suggesting that there might be room for modeling and simulation in test, in vehicle simulators. There might need to be actually pilot studies, which put vehicles in the hands of consumers in very controlled settings so that we can actually start getting some of those miles under the belt and start learning from experiences, but again, in controlled settings so that the effects are contained.
Nidhi Kalra, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Nidhi Kalra, she's Senior Information Scientist at the RAND Corporation and Director of the Center for Decision-Making Under Uncertainty. You can read more about her study on how many miles it would take to accurately assess the safety of self-driving cars for the RAND Corporation. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org.